Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today is again Sunday, which is the greatest joy for us, as you know, and the resurrection of our Lord. And it's always, is also our resurrection. That's what we hope for, that we will come to the Lord. And today the church is also celebrating a saint, a God-bearing father, Potapia. And several of the 70 apostles, and also celebrating 62 priests and 300 lay people that were killed and actually tortured, like the 60 priests, two of them were burned, and 60 of them were, the tongues were cut out so that they will not preach the truth. This is from the Arians. The Arians have ordered the destruction of all the Orthodox Christian people. And they have, after their tongues were cut out, they were able to speak as clear as before without a tongue. Of course, this is miraculous, and they were able to preach the truth. And of course, Saint Potapi, he had done quite a few healings, and just like the Lord said that you will be able to do those things that I have done. And he was able to heal a blind person that was born blind, and he had done all kinds of other miracles. And one of the miracles was a poor lady came up to him, and she had a terrible festering wound in her breast, and she went to all kinds of doctors. She gave up all her riches, and nobody could help her. And finally, at the stage, her breast was full of worms. They were just eating her alive. It was a terrible agony, and she was in terrible pain. And she came up to the saint and asked for the saint to pray for her. And he had said a little prayer and anointed her with oil from Wampada, and she has gotten immediately cured. And these are the lives of saints that you should more and more try to be interested in, read them. It'll help you to promote, to have your faith grow in the Lord. And of course, today's gospel, we heard that there was 10 people that were in a terrible disease. I don't know how you say it in English, but it is a terrible disease that they even had to stay away from other people. They had separate places for them to live in. And if somebody would somehow get cured, they had to go to a priest. And so, but they came in far from a distance to the Lord and begged him to help them. And the Lord says, go to the priest and show yourself. And all 10 of them went to the priest to show themselves, because they had no right to associate with anybody unless the priest gives an okay that they are clean from that disease, so they won't contaminate. It was very contaminating, the disease. And so they all went, and on the way they have gotten totally cured. And they showed to the priest, and one of them came back. He was filled with so much gratitude. He came back, running back to the Lord, and he bowed down to him and thanked him for what he had done to them. And he was a Samaritan, which the Jews they had nothing to do with the Samaritans. They considered them being foreigners and not of the right even faith. And so, but the Lord said to him that it was good that he had done that. But then he says, well, where's the other 9 that gotten the healing? Nobody had came except that one, and he was a foreigner. My beloved, let's look in our life. Are we showing gratitude to our Lord and as we should be? Do you know he sustains our life? That without Lord, nothing will work in our body, and the soul would not be alive unless the Lord sustains it. He is everywhere present and fills all things. And he is the... Actually, he holds everything in his palm, you might say, and he gives life. Without him, there is no life. There's nothing that has a life that is not supported by the Lord. And are we showing gratitude to him? Too many times I have to say, to my great sorrow, that very seldom we are glorifying the Lord and thanking him for what he is doing to us, for sustaining our life. And sometimes even when he chastises us, we should be thanking him. Because if he sends us a sickness or a sorrow of one kind or another, it is only to help us to grow spiritually and to teach us humility, and also to show us life. Like, remember Job, like he was, all kinds of terrible things happened to him, and the Lord allowed those things to happen, and he was sending thank you to God for it, that he had showed, he had given him these trials and these things, because he knew that God loved him. And we have to know that God loves us. And if something befalls us that is not so good, it seems, whether it is sickness or some troubles with work or family or what have you, we should always still show gratitude to the Lord, because we have to believe that he is God of love. And being God of love, he could not allow anything bad to happen to us unless it was for our own good, unless it was for our great growth. Silver and gold has to be put through fire and to be cleansed of everything, to be able to shine. Well, this is what we have to go through. We have to, in this life, we have to go through the fire and the whole kinds of trials, so that we'll be purified. And if we understand that, then we will start to have gratitude for the Lord. First of all, of course, for what he had done for us. He came on this earth. He, being the creator of all universe, he took the semblance of a man on this earth. And he suffered, and he struggled, and he went through all kinds of malignments. And he showed us a way to live, and that way is through humility. Well, you say, well, I'm humble. Well, prove it. If you're humble, can your loved one or close one shout at you, scream at you, and accuse you of things, and call your names, and you can take it without getting mad or upset, and you can just even bless them and tell them in your heart that God forgive them for what they're doing, and not get offended? Well, that's a little bit of humility you may have, but there's many other tests that you have to go through, is to accept the crosses that the Lord sends you. That is a sign of true humility. And without humility, you and me, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven, because God resists the proud. He doesn't give his grace to the proud, as you know. You know, the first sin came from pride. As the Satan, he had thought, well, he is a big shot. He can control all the angels. He doesn't need anybody. He doesn't need God, whom, especially since he never saw him. And but the, of course, the Lord controlled everybody through the conscience. And he rebelled against the Lord. He said, I can do everything myself. Well, and this, when you and me have thoughts, I can do as things by myself without the Lord, well, that's nothing but pride. Because the true Christian, Orthodox Christian, has to know that the Lord has said it very simple, without me you can do nothing. And so we have to depend on God's grace to do something. There's something good that is. The evil things, God doesn't get involved in the evil things. That's the evil spirits. They get behind it, and they utilize our body and all kinds of things in us, and the pride and all kinds of things to pour sin into all kinds of sins, to take us away from the Lord. We have to learn that our God is God of love and God of truth, and the two of them cannot be separated, because for God is also truth and love. And if you have love without the truth, then it's no good. And if you have truth without love, that's no good either. So we have to have both. We have to have love and the truth. And we have to learn to be grateful to the Lord and thank Him many, many times a day, to thank Him for everything that He sends, whether it's good or bad, knowing that He never allows anything bad to happen to us unless it helps us to grow. Just remember that. And God bless you. Try to get closer and closer to the Lord and try to work on that humility, so you'll be meek and humble in your heart, so you'll be able to finally see God. Amen. God bless you.